There are more than 425,000 people living with dementia right now in Australia. Dementia Australia CEO Marie McCabe says that number is only going to increase.
By 2056, without a medical breakthrough, those figures will rise to 1.1 million. There won't be anybody in Australia that's not impacted in some way.
There's no cure yet known for dementia. It's the second highest cause of death in Australians and the leading cause of death among Australian women. A lot of European and Asian communities have traditionally taken responsibility for looking after their elders rather than using professional care services. Ms. McCabe says culturally appropriate support is available for people from migrant backgrounds and urges people to seek support when they need it.
And we've got over 100 different help sheets on our website in 30 different languages. So really important that they seek support, and they often feel very guilty when they do because of that cultural imperative.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes it gets to a point where people are really better off in care, and, you know, they find that they can connect with other people, that their care is better in a way. And they're not as socially isolated as they may have been at home. So, it's not, going into care can be a very positive thing for many people.
Treatments for dementia are mostly limited to delaying the disease's progression. Exercise, eating what's known as the Mediterranean diet, high in olive oil, fish and vegetables, and staying socially connected are recommended by Dementia Australia. The National Dementia Helpline and website both provide information about services that are available for dementia patients and carers. At the age of 20, Isabel Burke became her mother Christine O'Brien's primary carer when the then 54-year-old was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2014. Ms. Burke says she had to learn everything about dementia.
The services I needed was first information, so just straight facts and what do we know about the disease, what can we expect is going to happen for mum. And then I found a lot of benefit from the Key Worker Program at Dementia Australia. So having somebody I could sit and have a coffee with and talk about what I needed and what mum needed.
Ms. O'Brien ended up moving into care quite quickly after her diagnosis. She moved to Albert Park in Melbourne, where Isabel visits her in the aged care facility nearly every day. And this is her advice for anyone in the same situation.
I'd like to advise people to learn things now. As a young person, I want it to be part of the discourse, and because we knew nothing and we didn't think it was a possibility for mum. And I'd also like to give people some strength and some hope when considering a dementia diagnosis, because it's not, you're not helpless and not that everything's taken away from you.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.